in Australia? What would you nominate? 133 693. I want to talk about security today because a study, a survey done by Finder, which is a comparison website, has found that almost one in five people do not lock their doors, which I find an incredibly high number, given that we're very security conscious and you only have to look at the amount of security equipment that's being sold in homes at the moment and in businesses, cameras in particular, everyone seems to have them, and yet one in five people are not locking their doors. Does it depend on where you live? Do you lock your doors at all times? I do wonder whether this perhaps had something to do with the pandemic, with more people being home, perhaps when you're home. You don't feel the need to lock your doors. But there's another question. Do you lock your doors when you're home? 133 693. I'll discuss this in just a moment with Jeremy Stewart, who's from the Vice President of Swan Security. The number of people with CCTV cameras has increased. But real estate, if you work in real estate, I'd be interested to know when people buy a new home, are buyers demanding security systems? Are they just accepted as part of the home these days? There was actually in 2020 a drop in unlawful entry with intent and other theft in 2020. So and that again, I suspect, is due to the fact that we're in lockdown. So less and less break-ins, but more and more security. But yeah, that's just an interesting statistic. Do you always lock your door? 133 693. Keeping an eye on the security. Let's go back to the question. Do you lock your doors? Because this incredible number of people, almost one in five in Australia, don't do it, which really surprises me. Are you one of them? 133 693. Or have you recently stepped up your home security? Joining me now, Jeremy Stewart is the Vice President of Swan Security. How are you, Jeremy?
I'm well, thanks, Dee Dee. Good to be with you.
Thank you for joining me. One in five people not locking their doors. Are you surprised by that?
Yeah, look, I really was. I know, you know, Australians in general are pretty laid back, and that's true of their, you know, their security as well in a lot of cases. But yeah, I would have thought that was true maybe 10 years ago. But I would have thought that these days, you know, it's probably half that number as more and more of us have become conscious of security. So, yeah, I was surprised by that.
Have you seen an uptake in home security, let's say, over the last couple of years?
Yeah, we did. We saw our sales grow by 30% in 2020, and we were surprised by that because we hadn't been through a pandemic before, so we were surprised to see that sort of increase. The number came back down a little last year. In 2021, we grew by about 10%, but certainly, yeah, good growth, but yeah, 2020 was really a breakout year.
What are people wanting the CCTV for?
Well, there's a few things. You know, I think it's the ability to see what's happening, you know, in clear video quality, HD video quality, see what's happening. But it's also cameras play a really important deterrent role. So if you have cameras at the front of your premises, it means that you're less likely to be broken into because burglars, you know, don't like being caught on camera. So if they see visible signs of security, they're more likely to pick a soft target elsewhere in the street. So, yeah, for a lot of people, it's that peace of mind of knowing they can see what's happening, but also hopefully prevent crime as well.
I'm told that you can actually buy fake cameras. Do you think a burglar would be fooled by those?
Look, we sell a heap of those, Dee Dee, I've got to say. So I'm going to say yes, but I think burglars have become more sophisticated over the years. And I think, yeah, more and more, they're probably going to see past a fake camera. But certainly having visible signs of security, maybe mixing real cameras with some fake ones, security stickers, sensor lights, you know, combining a bunch of different measures can really help. But yeah, I think most burglars these days are probably a little bit too sophisticated for the old fake cameras.
Jeremy, based on what you're seeing from Swan Security, is it younger people or older people? Who's mostly bumping up their home security these days?
Look, it is a mixture, Dee Dee. We're seeing younger people, particularly renters, now buying wireless products that are easier to install and kind of can be, you know, portable. If you move house, you can take them with you. But our kind of core market is still people between the ages of 30 and 60 who, you know, have a home that they're looking to put maybe 4 to 6 or 4 to 8 cameras in. And so, yeah, we're seeing, you know, the traditional 30 to 60-year-olds still looking more for wired systems in their homes, but we're seeing a growth in wireless amongst younger people as well.
I still wonder whether people, it's sort of become normalised, hasn't it? Because we see footage on the news all the time and you hear police door knocking on a street where there's been an incident to ask if there's any CCTV. It's just become almost the more normal thing to have monitoring, hasn't it?
Yeah, it is. It was interesting, that article that you referred to. 1 in 6 houses now have CCTV, and I think you watch 9 News of a night, you'll see every night there's a story that references CCTV in the suburbs, and yeah, it is becoming normal for people to have them, and I really like that too. That sort of modern day neighbourhood watch, where people who have CCTV are now sharing video amongst themselves, amongst the community, but also with the police to help catch people in their suburbs. So I really like that. And I think it is like a modern day neighbourhood watch, using CCTV and sharing content where they want to. It's great.
I appreciate your time today. Thank you very much. Jeremy Stewart there, who's the Vice President of Marketing for Swan Security. Your calls in a moment. Do you have security at home? Have you installed it recently? What prompted you to do that? Or do you not lock your door? 133-693. Just a little breaking news, and this has come from a Melbourne fans. You won't be happy. A practice match. Melbourne's Clayton Oliver has had a rather painful start to 2022. According to the Herald Sun, he's dislocated a finger in the opening quarter of the practice match against North Melbourne at KC Field. So he left the field clutching his hand, went to the rooms for a bit of treatment. But the good news is he re-emerged in the middle in the second term, and apparently it didn't stop him from having a strong impact. So it sounds like he is okay. No need to panic. Stand down, Melbourne fans. Matt, good afternoon.
PD, how's it going?
Good, thanks.
Been at our place for just over 10 years. We've never locked the door since we've been there. I don't even know where my house key is, and we actually leave our car keys in the car.
How long would you leave the house without anything locked?
Oh, we go up to the beach. We'll go up there for a week. We've come home after being away for a week, and we've actually left the doors open by accident. Like, actually open.
Oh. Don't animals come inside?
Well, they might have been in and out, but they weren't there when we got home, so, yeah.
Interesting.
There you go. If you're on a little farm, sort of stashed away.
Well, yeah, we can't be too pointed, but how far out of the city, how far from the CBD would you say you are?
Oh, under 45Ks.
Interesting.
I'm not far at all. Yeah, you'd be really surprised.
Yeah.
We won't say anymore, because I'll get a visit from everyone.
Is there anything in the house, Matt, that if it was taken, that you'd be absolutely devastated?
Oh, yeah, heaps of little personal things, more little personal stuff, you know, but that's the sort of stuff people probably wouldn't take, I guess.
Yeah, okay.
But the TV, if you want it, you can have it, I guess, take it. Everything's insured.
All right. Don't let your insurance know that you leave the doors open. That, you might want to check on that, Matt. I think it might void the policy if your doors weren't even closed. I think you're also supposed to lock the doors and the windows as well, with a lot of policies. Thank you, Matt. Well, I mean, that's a lovely way to live, isn't it, if you're that trusting and you're not that fussed about those things that you have in your life, not the treasured things, but your, what's the word, you know, just those physical things. 133-693, I'd love to hear from you. Do you lock your doors or do you leave them open? Are you worried about security? It's 22 past 12.